Good morning, Sarah Bridges. Thank you for joining me here in Dallas, Texas, to talk about a very important subject.
Thank you. It's great to be talking with you.
I've heard you've got an interesting story, so I'll let you unfold that to my audience.
Absolutely. I recently wrote a book about the experience our family has had of raising a child with autism and special needs. He has seizures and developmental delays. And the particular story that I tell in the book, which is called A Bad Reaction, is the fact that he was born a typical healthy infant, and when he was 4 months old, he had a very severe reaction to one of his vaccines, the pertussis vaccine, and had a reaction that the CDC acknowledges is one of the extreme outcomes that can happen. You can see it on the website of the CDC. And we went through the National Vaccine Court, which is a compensation program for kids that are injured or killed by vaccines, and we won our case. And the book details that.
Why is there a percentage of people that are children that have such a bad reaction to pertussis, or is it because most vaccines are considered safe, Sarah?
Absolutely. And I make very clear, it's actually on the opening page of my book, that I am pro-vaccine. I am someone who has studied science. I have a PhD in postdoctoral fellowship in neuropsychology. I am a huge advocate for vaccines. That said, like any medication, and something that the CDC itself acknowledges, every medication, every vaccine has a possible side effect. And it's a very small percentage of children that will have this reaction. My belief is that it's probably an interaction with their genetics in a way that we don't fully understand. In the same way that some children can't eat peanuts or fish, there's a small percentage of kids that have a really bad response to vaccines.
How's your child now?
He, you know, it's a funny question because there's two ways I'd answer that. In terms of a person meeting him compared to my other children, they would say, wow, he has a lot of disabilities and issues. He wears a seizure helmet, has mental retardation. But the other way I'd answer that, and I often tell people, he's the best adjusted person in our family. He's happy. He's filled with grace. He's an incredible person.
When you take on or when you're given this kind of part of this part of your journey, where does God fit in this? I want to get that out of the way. Where does God fit in this?
Oh, I think fits in very intimately to the story, and I talk about that in the book. The way that I view this, this is my worldview. I don't believe that God caused my child to become brain injured, but I see God being present in every single interaction having to do with problems that we can't fix by ourselves. And so the grace that has come into our lives through this child who loves everybody he meets, who bounces back and shows resilience in the face of difficulties that I don't think any average person can imagine. And in terms of the connections to the broader community that he has opened for our family, for me, the lessons that he's taught us spiritually, I just can't say enough in terms of what he's brought into our life and the way that God and spirituality has played a role in this.
A Bad Reaction is very well written. What is your dream for the book?
Thank you, first of all, for saying that. My dream for the book is that it will be a tool, that it will be solace, that it will be help to other parents or caregivers out there that feel like they need a close friend who will really tell it like it is, who will support them through the process of raising a child with autism, whether there's a link to vaccines or not, that they will feel like they are supported. There's humor in it. There's, you know, reality in it. I don't pull punches, and I'm hoping it'll really give people a feeling that they aren't alone.
With the number of children now being born with autism, not acquiring mm-hmm. autism in a certain extent, what mm-hmm. hope can they find in your story?
Oh, I have heard from many parents. It really, in some ways, in reading the book, doesn't matter whether the autism was acquired through a brain injury or some other form or born with it. You know, these children, there's a similar common denominator to all these kids. And there's a similar experience to being a caregiver to a child with serious special needs. And I think these parents will find a huge amount they can relate to in the book.
Where can we find your book online, and so we can find out more about you and your story also?
Yeah, the book can be found easily through Amazon.com, or we have a website, abadreaction.com, or you can find me on Facebook at the same name. And we are creating quite a community of other parents with kids with special needs that share with each other and support each other. So I'd love to hear from any of your listeners.
And I'd love for you guys to have an opportunity to interact with A Bad Reaction. Like I said, it's a very well-written book. The story is told very, very clearly, and to me that's important when you're trying to get a message out. So I'm giving away a few copies. So if you'd like to go to my Facebook page, Valder Beebe Show, and like the page, we'll choose a couple of people and send you a copy. But if you don't get a copy, don't be disheartened. Go online to Amazon and support her and buy your own copy. Sarah, what are the words you'd love to leave my audience with so that they will remember this?
I would like to say to them what I've learned from Porter, which is there is always hope, and when tough things happen, the key is to open up your heart, connect with other people, and know that things will improve and get better.
Sarah, you, your family, and your child are in my prayers, and I thank you so much for writing A Bad Reaction.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being my guest.
Yeah.